Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so glad to have you with me today, and as always, just a wonderful time together in the Word of God, learning about Him and His ways. And so we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together today as we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we do have this time to study Your Word. Well, we know there's all kinds of alternatives that are out there in this world in which we could believe. There's other gods that people believe in. But we, Lord, we want to learn about the one true God. That's You, Heavenly Father. And I pray today by Your Holy Spirit, You will guide us into the truth. You will empower us to live according to that truth so that our eye, in Your eyes, will be pleasing. And that our minds and our hearts and our eyes and our ears will be open to receive whatever it is that You have for us today. We pray for these things and we ask them all in Your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Of No Reputation. And it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7. When Jesus came to the earth to be among men, Paul the Apostle said he did not think it robbery to be equal with God. And he gave us a true example of humility. In chapter 2 and verse 7 of the book of Philippians, Paul shares even more about the manner in which Jesus came to be among us, where he wrote, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. The verse begins, but made himself of no reputation. Jesus was the exalted one, and in the form of God, and still he made himself, or emptied himself, of no reputation, which means make void or cause a thing to be seen to be empty, hollow, and of no effect. The Greek word used by Paul, it's ala kenu, hetu kenu. And once again, we see his repetition of the same word to emphasize his point. As Paul's perfect example of the way the Philippian church members should respond to one another, he employs and emphasizes what Jesus did. The verse goes on to say, and took upon him the form of a servant, rather than continue in his exalted state. Not only did Jesus make himself void of his reputation, but he took upon him the form or the external appearance of a servant, which is the Greek word doulos, and it means a slave, bondman, man of servile condition. The idea was a willing servant who volunteers for the position. Jesus not only emptied himself, but he made himself externally as a willing servant. Finally, the verse says, and was made in the likeness of men. Jesus made himself void of his reputation, reduced himself to the form of a servant, and was made or came into existence as and began to be in the likeness or a figure, image, representation, or resemblance of men. In other words, Jesus as God emptied himself of all his reputation and became like a man. In the context of the text, we should remember that Paul the Apostle has given the Philippians an example of the manner in which they should live toward one another. There is no greater example than what Jesus did. He left all the excellence and glory of heaven. He removed himself from his exalted position, and he humbled himself to come and live not only as a man, but also as a servant to man. If Jesus did this because he has such a deep love for others, how should we be? Perhaps as we consider what Jesus did, the next time we have an opportunity to esteem others better than ourselves, we will not have such difficulty emptying ourselves of our reputation, humbling ourselves to the form of a servant, and imagining ourselves being in their place. May the Lord Jesus help us to live toward others in the same manner as he did for us. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians what Christ did to identify with us. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.